I don't know if they're here this year, but they have that group of the 24 sea shanty singers, Three Sheets to the Wind. I think they were at the Essex Music Festival at one point. They played a few years ago.
Yeah.
And so did him, Michael O'Leary.
Yeah.
He was on top of the fire station.
Yeah,
so if you can picture 24 people all lined up.
Were they playing a thinned down version of the shanty group tonight, or did they not play at all?
I don't know if they played at all. I don't think I saw their name. Yeah. There's some names from the past I didn't see that are, you know, Will and Loco Alexander and everything. Michael Ward is here. His wife was Mae Kramer, used to do the GBH Blues show.
Uh-huh.
And there's some familiar names on there. But there's some names that are missing, like I said. This group, what time is it Mr. Fox is playing? It's Old Home Week.
Light for love. One more road, one more hill, one more stony shore, one more river to cross until we're going home once more. Two friends we had and foes we had and those who held us dear. We raise a glass to that and bless a turning of the year. Dark the sky, dark the land, dark the
thank you. Dave Gilchrist, who has a teacher in France.
Fabulous artist in the area.
So, I haven't had a lot of opportunities to sing during these last couple of years, but one some opportunities I've had has been to do special occasions. A naming of a blessing, a naming ceremony for a baby, a wedding, memorial service. And it's not singing a lot, but when I had those opportunities, it was, I don't know, it just really hit me how much I appreciated being able to do that, especially for occasions such as that, for points of transition in people's lives. And it just made me appreciate singing and song. So one of the themes, a big theme tonight, is going to be about song and singing and the songs I'm going to do. So what I'd like to do is we're going to do a medley of several pieces of things I did at various services. A lullaby at a baby blessing ceremony, an Irish lullaby, a Scottish wedding song for a wedding. I actually did a wedding and a memorial service on the same day. And accordion song, so a lullaby, accordion song, a marriage song, and then a song that I was asked to sing at a memorial service for. I'm thinking some of you people here knew Kari Gunn, who lived in Gloucester, and she passed away last year. And she requested this song at her service, and I was so glad she did, because I'd always known the chorus, but I didn't know the rest of the song. And I won't tell you what it is. It'll be the last song I sing. And I think it'll, any boomers here, you're going to immediately recognize it. And then I'll quiz you afterwards as to who wrote it, what group released it, what year it came out. Some of you can probably know. Bob will probably know. So some of these are going to have recognizable choruses. So please sing along.
Of a wind o'er the dark rolling deep, angels are coming to watch o'er thy sleep. Angels are coming to watch over thee. So listen to the wind coming over the sea. Hear the wind, O love. Hear the wind blow, lean your head over and hear the wind blow. Hear the wind blow, love, hear the wind blow. Lean your head over and hear the wind blow. Hori, horo, my bonny. Shore in the gloaming, trimming it lightly with dancing feet, and we together home. Step we gaily, on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe, arm in arm and up we go, up for Molly's wedding. Plenty herring, plenty meal, plenty heat to fill her creel, plenty body burns as well, that's our toast for Harvey. Step we gaily, off we go, heel for heel and toe for toe, arm in arm and up we go, all for Harvey's way. Today, while the blossoms still cling to the vine, I'll taste your strawberry. Million tomorrow shall all pass away.
ere I forget all the joy that is mine today. Oh, I'll be a dandy and I'll be a rover. You'll know who I am by the songs that I sing. I'll feast at your table, asleep in your clover. Here's what tomorrow may bring. Somebody know the chorus, I heard you singing. Today, what a blossom still clings to the vine. I'll taste your strawberries, I'll drink your sweet wine. A million tomorrow shall all pass away. Ere I forget all the joy that is mine today. I can't be contented with yesterday's glory. I can't live on promises when winter spring. Today is my moment and now is my story. I'll laugh and I'll cry and I'll sing. Today, what a blossom still clinging to the vine. I'll taste your strawberries, I'll drink your sweet wine. A million tomorrow shall dig into family genealogy. And without telling you the whole story, this past summer, I just had this most amazing luck. It started with a tombstone in South Dakota. I'm from South Dakota, and that's a lot of luck for a lot of my ancestors ended up settling, homesteading. And a tombstone, a gravestone I found, William and Ellen Carmody. And at the bottom it said, born in County Kerry, Ireland. And I was looking for my great-grandmother on my father's side was Margaret Carmody. And I was trying to find out more about her and her family. Well, there's a fabulous, if any of you are doing genealogy, there's a great site called rootsireland.ie. And they kind of harvest records from all over the country. Well, I found my great-great-grandparents' marriage record, my great-grandmother's baptismal record, all her siblings' baptismal records. And it's from Ballybunion Parish in County Kerry. And of course, I had to look that up. It's a very northwest part of Kerry, right against the Shannon River. And they came from a town line called Beale. And I looked that up and discovered it's right next to this place I'm going to sing this song about. It's a song that had been on my to learn list. And once I learned that, I had to learn it right away. It's called The Cliffs of Dreaming. I dedicate this to my Carmody ancestors. You may travel far, far from your own native home, far away o'er the mountains, far away o'er the foam, but of all the fine places that I've ever been, there's none can compare to this it's a nice place to be on a fine summer's day, watching all the wildflowers that ne'er do decay, and the hare and lofty pheasant are plain to be seen, making homes for their young round the pistol. Take a view o'er the Shannon, fine sights you see there. To see the high rocky slopes on the west coast of Blair, and the towns of Kilrush and Kilkee can be seen from the high rocky slopes of the coast of Kilkee. Fare thee well to fare thee well for a while, and to all the fine people I'm leaving behind, to the streams and the meadows where late I have been, and the high rocky slopes of the cliffs of traditional singing in Ireland. And the tradition there is solo unaccompanied. not that people don't accompany themselves, but most of the singers at the singing session, they're not accompanying themselves, they're singing by themselves. They work perfectly on Zoom. And it just made such a difference for me in my mental health, and it kept me motivated to learn songs and relearn old songs. And I just heard so many great new songs, met so many wonderful people. And most of these sessions have gone back in person, but some of them are still meeting online. And I'm still going to them. And it's through all that I came up with this next song. Related to genealogy, it's written by an Irish woman. Her name is Finola Maxwell. Her great name is O'Reilly. And it didn't take me much to shift it to O'Leary. And she says it's all true in this song. So it's got a chorus, but it's about genealogy and family. And I'm just going to do this a cappella. Get Carol, right? Yeah. Before there were computers, she could trace your family tree. You dropped in for a visit before you drank your tea. To everyone you know, you'd be related. Oh, we are all related, in marriage or for birth, which either is a blessing or a God Almighty curse. And you can shape your lineage for what it might be worth, but in Ireland, sure, we are all related. Now my name, it is Leary, or O'Leary, I don't know. For me, father, he was Leary, but his father had the O. One of them refused the suit, so they were forced to go. Now to all the traveling Learys, I'm related. We are all related through marriage or through birth. Oh, we are all related through marriage or through birth, which either is a blessing or a God Almighty curse. Which either is a blessing or a God Almighty curse. You can trace your lineage for what it might be worth. And you can trace your lineage for what it might be worth. But in Ireland, sure, we are all related. But in Ireland, sure, we are all related. Now hush your cousins on the radio, my granddad, he would say. And I hope that you'll become a singing star like her someday. But second, third, or twice removed, what's it matter anyway? To the famous Eleanor Shanley, I'm related. Oh, we are all related, marriage or birth, which either is a blessing or a God Almighty curse. Then you can trace your lineage to what it might be worth. But in Ireland, sure, we are all related. Now my wife's second cousin is my second cousin too. But before ancestral thoughts arise, is legal through and through. And her sisters marry to their brothers, and her sisters, and her brothers marry to their sisters, husband, sister too. Gosh, you like, I'm trying to say we're all related. And believe me, just try it out someday. Just pick a random stranger, a local or a stray. You'll find that you're related in some peculiar way. And don't forget me in your will, but we're all related, marriage or through birth, which either is a blessing or a God Almighty curse. And you can trace your lineage for what it might be worth. But in Ireland, sure, we are all
composed by Nate Douglas.
Musician.